Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you everyone for coming and for following the safety measures and guidelines. Eid Mubarak to you all. So before we begin, I just want to start with a few announcements. So this Sunday, Sheikh Shahid will continue his class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. So that will start at 10:45 a.m. and then immediately after, Dr. Siddiqui will hold his tafsir class at 12 o'clock noon, and it's all going to be in the same Facebook and Zoom link. I want to take a few moments to share the details of the Eid drive-through later this evening. So the drive-through will take place between 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. So if you are planning on coming, please start to line up along 11th Street and then enter from the back parking lot. So we'll have our staff, our security staff and volunteers here. They will guide you, so please follow their directions. As you approach each pickup station, open your trunk, and our staff and volunteers will place some treats and goodies in the trunk for you. So there will be three stations, so please come and don't miss out on the fun. Once you have completed the drive-through, you'll exit from 13th Street right over here. We don't have a photo opportunity set up today, so we ask you that you remain in your vehicles at all times. Please don't exit your vehicles to take personal photographs or selfies. This is, you know, we have all these rules in place so we can all be safe and enjoy the event, inshallah. So let us know if you're planning to stop by and how many children will be with you. Be sure to register at eid.iosocmasjid.org. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، فجزاه الله عنا وعن الأمة كل خير. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, and especially the last and the final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. May peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, towards the end of Surah Al-An'am, Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah says, say, my Lord has guided me to a straight path, the perfect religion, Deen and Qiyama, the wonderful religion, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he was not from among those who commit shirk, who make partners with Allah. Say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life and my death is all for Allah. And this is what I am commanded, and I am the first of those who submit to Allah. So first of all, Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. We had, you know, Eid prayer. Everybody prayed in their home. So, and gave the Eid khutbah. So wonderful. But it was, what we call it in Urdu, Fiki Eid. It was not as sweet as supposed to be. So there was no sweetness, because it's all, everybody away, there's no gathering, no people coming, families coming together, all this nice thing that you see that. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He take this test away and or give us success in this test, inshallah. And forgive us, forgive our mistakes, forgive our shortcomings, forgive our sins, and bring us back together, inshallah, to our masjid, to our gathering, to our daily prayers, to Friday prayers, the Eid prayers, even Hajj. The scene that I saw there, and you must have seen it too, it brings tears to the eyes. Oof, what happened? Empty. Kaaba is, the haram is empty. The area is empty where you see the bubbling with the people. Large number of people, but you say, I hope this will pass away quickly, inshallah, and everything will come back. And I hope we learn some lessons, inshallah, some lessons, make ourselves better people, the humanity become better. Because all of these things that happen, the Quran says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever musibah, whatever trouble comes to you, it is because of your own hands. And Allah forgives a lot. Many things that Allah forgives. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to catch for every mistake, nobody will be left alive. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will catch every person for whatever they do, there will be nobody who can walk on this face of the earth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and keep us on the right path. So this is the day of Eid al-Adha, Friday and Eid day. I want to talk briefly about three things. First of all, about Eid al-Adha is the Eid of sacrifice. So I want to say something about the history of sacrifice. Second thing is about the hukm of sacrifice, the rule of sacrifice. And the third is the lessons of sacrifice. Now, what lessons we learn. So first of all, the history of sacrifice, it goes back to the time of Adam alayhi salam. You know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the two children of Adam, two sons of Adam, and they made qurban. Isqarraba qurbanan. They made a qurbani. But one of them was sincere in his qurbani. Allah accepted it from him. And the other one was not sincere, so it was not accepted. So you have the history there. So it started from Adam alayhi salam, from that time. And then what is related to this day of Eid and all these things that we do, it is related to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a great human being, a prophet of Allah, of course, a messenger of Allah, and one of the great prophets of Allah. He is the father of prophets, Abul Anbiya, and he lived about 4,000 years ago, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him. He loved Allah and Allah loved him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah took Ibrahim as his friend. He was a righteous person. He was a sincere person. He was an imam, a leader. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him an ummah. Ummah is the community. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim was an ummah. He himself was an ummah. His life was the life of an ummah, a community. He was the maker of the community, developer of a community, committed to the community. He was an ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanatan lillahi hanifan walam yakun min al-mushrikeen shakiran li an'amihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila sirati mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him, guided Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. Ibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the Quran has mentioned several tests of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and one of the tests was that he saw in his dream that he was sacrificing his only son. After long prayers, long life, he had a son, and he called him Ismail. And Ismail in the Hebrew language means God hears. That means Allah accepted his prayer, and he was very happy. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he took Ibrahim and his wife, his mother, Hajra, he took both of them towards the valley of Makkah, settled them there, and he grew up in that area. He grew up in that area, you have the long story of that. And then he went and then came back. And by that time, Ismail had grown up. And فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. He could walk with his father, he could help his father. And he saw in his dream, and the dreams of the prophets are true. So he saw in his dream that he was sacrificing his son. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَصْبَحُكَ. Oh my dear son, I saw in my dream that I am sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Tell me, what do you think? I mean, he was grown up, young lad. So you tell me. He said, Ya abati fa'al ma tumar. My father, do whatever you are told. You are the prophet of Allah. I can't say anything. If you're prophet of Allah, you tell the truth. Allah asks you, so I'll do it. Ya abati fa'al ma tumar. Satajiduni, inshallah, min as-sabirin. I will be patient, inshallah. And so he took him. And put him down on the ground, and he was about to slaughter him like a sheep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped him. Ya Ibrahim, qasaddaqta ru'ya, Ibrahim, this is it, that's it. Stop, don't do that. Your dream, you fulfilled it. This was the test. This was the test. Balaun azim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we gave him another thing to do for sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a ram, a sheep. And he sacrificed that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want human sacrifice. But Allah wanted a test only. So Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled that. And Ibrahim alayhi salam became the father of, Ismail alayhi salam became the father of children, and among his progeny is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We gave him as a substitute another zibh, and that is zibh azim, a powerful, a great zibh, and that is for thousands of years people have been making sacrifice, remembering Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, our Prophet came to revive that message of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Innani hadani rabbi ila salati musallam. My Lord has guided me towards that way. So the Prophet said, yes, you should do that too to his ummah. He said that you should do that at the time of Hajj. Those who go to Hajj, they do that. And those who do not go to Hajj, they should do it wherever they are. So all over the world, wherever Muslims are, they make sacrifice if they can afford it, because it is obligatory upon those only who can afford it. If you have money that you can, just like you pay zakat, if you have that much money, then it is wajib, or it is sunnah mu'akkada, that you make sacrifice, and you make a sacrifice of sheep for one person, or cow or camel, 7 people can join in that, and that is done from the day to day, that is 10th of Dhul Hajjah, after the prayer, and you can do that tomorrow or day after tomorrow until ghurub time, or according to some, you can even do it on the 13th of Dhul Hajjah until the ghurub time. So either 12th of Dhul Hajjah or 13th of Dhul Hajjah. So these are the days that known as Ayyamut Tashriq. And it is important that Ayyamut Tashriq, not only sacrifice is done, but also you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the days of takbir. And after every fard salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Now, my brothers and sisters, sacrifice is not just to slaughter an animal. It is not just to have some meat. I mean, we have meat every day, or whatever, we will have it. So meat is available. Sometimes people say, oh, so Muslims are killing animals. I mean, there are thousands, millions of animals are being killed every day to feed the people in the hotels and restaurants at home. The meat is cooked. So, and the number of sheep or cow that are killed by Muslims, they are killed for to give the meat to the poor in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah does not need the meat. Allah does not need the blood. Allah needs the piety of your heart. That means you understand the meaning and the purpose of sacrifice. You become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand sacrifice is very important. This is just a symbol. This is just a sha'ira. It is just a symbol. The real thing is that understand that sacrifice is needed for every good thing, for every great thing. Nothing great can be achieved without sacrifice. So it is important that people should work on that. And sacrifice, of course, for your deen, because you have to promote the deen, you have to live by your deen, you have to follow the halal, avoid the haram. And this is required sometimes a lot of sacrifice. You have to do that. So sacrifice for every great thing. Sacrifice in your family. Spouses have to make sacrifice for each other. If they don't do that, they will not have a successful marriage. They will not have a successful family. Parents make sacrifice for their children. And because of their sacrifice, the children become successful, become good children. Because the parent made sacrifice for them. They spend their time, they spend their effort, they spend their money to raise them up in the right way, and so children become good. Teachers make sacrifice. Good teachers make sacrifice for their students. They work hard, they plan for their lessons. and they see the homework of their student, and they see how the students are doing things, what if they're not only teaching them but also disciplining them. And if they pay attention, the student become best student, good student. Students have to make sacrifice, study, do the homework, planning, all of these things, this make them successful students. Neighbors have to make sacrifice for neighbors, watch the needs of their neighbors, care for their neighbors, then you can have nice area in which you live. If every neighbor is caring for the other neighbor, you'll feel that the neighborhood become good. The leaders have to sacrifice for their people. And if the leaders do that, then the nation become better nation. Then it will be goodness, not just for their own, not just looking for their votes, and then after they don't care for them. The people have to see that what I can do, what I can see my people. Like Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, if a sheep somewhere die hungry or thirsty, I feel that I'm going to question, Allah will be questioning me, why this sheep died? You know, that means he cares not only for human beings, but even animals. So if people have to care. People have to care that people are going to suffer because of pandemic. What we can do to make the preparation for that, planning for that, so that avoid all of these things. If you have that, your nation will be prosperous, your nation will be happy and good. So these are very important principles, that is, sacrifice is a struggle. Sacrifice is love. Sacrifice is a requirement, is an obligation. And sacrifice brings success. So inshallah, that is the purpose. Sacrifice is not just for meat. Sacrifice is not just to kill the animals. Sacrifice is to bring the taqwa, piety, and goodness in the hearts of the people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people of sacrifice, people of kindness, people of care, inshallah. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa nawala. You have heard about the plan here, inshallah. There is a short program in the afternoon for the families, for the children. Inshallah, that will at least bring some happiness, some joy of the Eid, inshallah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you, bless the families. And those who are not well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove them, their difficulties. There are a number of people who are not well. We make dua for them. And Brother Haisam Bandukchi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Wonderful brother, been part of our community for a long time and helped us a lot, but now he's going through some difficulties and pain and had surgery. Also Brother Rafi served the community here for many years. He is also going through difficulties. Brother Shaqeel and Aqeel Kamal, Sister Munawwara Begum, and 1-month-old Aiza Maryam. So these are all people who are not well, whose names we have. There are many others whose names we do not have, but we should pray for all of them. Allahumma shfi mardana, ya Allah. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi anta shafi. La shafiya illa anta shifaan la yughadiru saqama. And also make dua for the maghfirah of Abdul Sami Ansari and Muhammad Saiduddin. Both of them passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah, give them the place in Jannah. Allahumma shfi mardana wa arham mawtana wa akhtam bis salihati a'malan. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal afiyah wal mu'afat al-daim wal fawza bil jannah wal najata min al-nar. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيم الصلاة. الله أكبر.